Joining me now on this interview is a 2008 Moberly High School graduate who's the new head football coach at Fulton High School. Trey Barrow, just named as the Hornets' head man. That sounds a little strange, Trey. Moberly graduate, now Fulton head coach. But to get that first head coaching job, you're willing to cross lines, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Tell me about how the process worked, how it played out for you.
Well, I just saw that they had an open spot, and I figured I'd throw my name in the hat, and ended up calling the AD and kind of telling them a little bit about myself, and got an interview, and I went from there.
What's it mean to get your first head coaching job?
You know, it means a lot to me. I really feel I'm ready to have my own program, and you know, I'm just looking forward to getting started.
Folks will remember that you kicked and punted at the University of Missouri. What they may not know is then what transpired in your life after you graduated from the University of Missouri. So bring us up to date.
Okay, after Mizzou, I spent a couple years chasing the NFL. I made an NFL minicamp with the Chiefs my first year out, and then the Browns the second year out. During that time, I got my master's in positive coaching. And then I went and played in Omaha for a team in the FXFL. And then I went to actually four CFL teams that next year, and I got cut and thought it was time to start teaching and coaching.
And so what about your coaching and teaching career? Where have you been?
First year I started as an assistant at Southern Boone under Coach Tracy. Did special teams there and wide receivers. And then the next year I went down to Waynesville with Coach Brad Draley for 2 years. I did running backs and special teams here and then wide receivers and special teams last year. And actually last year we put in a whole new offense. Worked pretty closely with him on getting that in here and had some pretty good success. We put up 28 points a game last year compared to, I think, 9 the year before. So.
Trey Barrow, my guest, Moberly graduate, now the head football coach at Fulton. Well, what will be your philosophy, your style? Have you thought about that in taking over your program?
Yeah, you know, I've been fortunate to have some pretty good head coaches in my playing career, and I'm going to kind of take things that I liked from everybody and kind of mold that into my philosophy. And, you know, Coach Ambrose and kind of laid the baseline for us at Moberly and taught us how to do the little things right. And, you know, little things add up, and that's what really matters. And then I had Coach Pinkel in Mizzou really taught us about, you know, leadership and how to lead, you know, younger players in your position group and really build a program. And then I even took things from my short time in the NFL. You know, I watched those practices pretty closely. You know, watch how Chiefs practices are run by Andy Reid and his position meetings and just the whole program as a whole. And I'm going to try to incorporate that professionalism into Fulton Hornets football.
Trey Barrow, my guest, and you mentioned Coach Jason Ambrose and earlier this spring. Chad Holt, quarterback, a teammate of yours, got the Eldon head football coaching job. So, Coach Ambrose, I'm sure, is quite proud, but it also speaks well to the Spartan program that he ran here, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he really got things started at Moberly, and my old holder, Chad Holt, becoming a head coach.
That's exactly right. And, of course, I've known you, Trey, forever as you were a schoolmate and teammate of my son, Brett. And as you think back to that 2007 football team that went undefeated to the state quarterfinals, just thinking about the talent on that team, how good was it?
You know, I think it was really unique situation. I think every one of the skill guys from that team went to college to play or could have. You just don't see that type of talent at a Class 3 school. And, you know, we had some pretty big linemen on that team, too. I think a few of them went to college to play. So, you know, Coach Ambrose really, really built up the program well and had a bunch of players that bought into the program, and it just took off.
for you as a head coach to be at a school in the same conference where you play with you played, and I understand that the coaches are all different and all that, but just the familiarity with the towns and the schools, will that give you a bit of a comfort level?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it feels good to be back in the NCNC and, you know, going back to Hannibal and Marshall and Moberly and Mexico and Kirksville. It'll be similar to when we played. You know, it feels like I already know these teams. So, obviously, you know, there's new head coaches everywhere, but it does feel familiar to be back in it.
With kicking being such a big part of your life, how big of emphasis will that be in finding a kicker for the Fulton Hornets?
Oh, we'll have good special teams at Fulton.
I figured that. Of course, I should mention your parents still live in Moberly, so we'll hope they're listening to this interview as we play it back. What do you think the emotions will be when you come to Moberly for the first time to play?
Yeah, I talked with my mom and dad about it, and they're just really excited and proud, you know, and they're going to be over in Fulton, black and yellow, on my side, so...
I'll have to buy a new wardrobe. Well, what else will you be doing in the Fulton School District besides coaching football?
I'll be teaching 3 hours of weights and 3 hours of health at the high school.
Any other coaching duties that you know of right now?
Yeah, it's not set yet, but I'm thinking maybe freshman baseball.
I figured you might get involved in that sport. Yeah, you certainly, when you were in high school, had a passion for baseball too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I love baseball.
Well, congratulations on getting the job at Fulton, Trey. Glad to catch up with you, and we wish you all the best.
Thanks, Brian.
Trey Barrow, the new Fulton head football coach, my guest. More in just a moment.